This is VSiN's Tailgate Show, only on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Christmas might be over, but college football is the gift that continues to deliver. It is still the most wonderful time of the year as bowl season rolls on. And we say hello and welcome to VSiN's Tailgate Show. I am Ben Stevens. There are 8 FBS college football games on this final Saturday of the 2025 calendar year. 8 bowl games to break down for you, but the show so much more than just college football. We've got a doubleheader of National Football League action with playoff futures and postseason seeding at stake on this Saturday as well. And after the holiday break, we might only have a few Division I men's college basketball games on this final Saturday of 2025, but we are back in action for a 78-day consecutive stretch of college hoops leading into the Monday following Selection Sunday for the NCAA tournament, and a 9-game slate around the association in the NBA following the Christmas Day events as well. Plenty to get to here on VSiN's Tailgate Show for these next 3 hours. As I said, 8 FBS college football games on this final Saturday of 2025. All 8 of them, of course, the bowl festivities in this wonderful time of this season leading in to a new year. This is our final Saturday with any college football action until Saturday, August 29th, 2026. That's week 0 of the next college football season, 245 days from this very moment. So make sure you cherish a day with multiple college football games, 8 of them to be exact. We will get you ready for the best bets for all of our bowl action on this Saturday, including perhaps the most important bowl game of them all in the postseason, the People's National Championship, the Pop-Tarts Bowl in Orlando, the spectacle it has become between Georgia Tech and BYU. We'll hear from both head coaches in just a matter of moments. But we've got 8 bowl games on this final Saturday of 2025, and that starts rather early, 11 a.m. Eastern time, in fact, in Annapolis at the Go Bowling Military Bowl. East Carolina in a big matchup against Pitt, where the Panthers are a double-digit favorite because of plenty of turnover, which is a story, of course, during bowl season for the Pirates on the other side. But as we get you ready for this slate of bowl games here on this Saturday, let's hear from some of the head coaches that will take part in the games that we have ahead, including ECU's Blake Harrell, who has been the head coach at East Carolina now for 18 total games. This bowl appearance in the Military Bowl, his second straight as the Pirates head man. They knocked off NC State last year in the 2024 Military Bowl. So how are Harrell and his team preparing for this rendition in 2025?
Talk to our seniors today about just the legacy they continue to leave. And we talked about, you know, sometimes it's not necessarily what you do, your accomplishments, but the feeling you give to somebody that really changes them and really affects them. And the feeling they've given to Pirate Nation and put excitement back in Pirate football has been pretty special. Obviously, 8 wins, most wins since 2014, 6 conference wins, the most conference wins since 2013. An opportunity to go win number 9 is pretty special. And back-to-back bowl games and back-to-back years since the 60s is all part of their legacy. But they do it by playing the game the right way, and just kind of excited for those young men to go out and be together one last time. And it's a group that enjoys each other. They enjoy ball, and they don't mind going to work. So that's what it makes a fun group to be around. And
Blake Harrell taking over midway through the 2024 season for East Carolina. This will be his 19th game today in Annapolis. 13-5 for the Pirates under Harrell's command. As he mentioned, first 8-win season in over a decade for this East Carolina football program, and part of the reason, a prolific offense. 14th best total offense in the country, averaging more than 466 yards per game and scoring about 33.5 per game against a really good Pitt defense that ranks in the top 11 nationally in terms of rushing defense, only allowing 97 yards per game to opponents on the other side of the ball, one of 11 teams, as I alluded to, allowing fewer than 100 rushing yards per game in 2025. Of course, we know what Pittsburgh is under Pat Narduzzi, as you saw, booked as a double-digit favorite. Part of the reason the Panthers are laying double digits in Annapolis against East Carolina is because of the turnover for ECU. A lot of players entering the transfer portal, and their offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator both going to be taking roles at new schools in just a couple of weeks, including John David Baker, the OC this year for ECU, will be the new OC at Ole Miss. That means guys like starting quarterback Caden Hauser not playing in this game. Star running back London Montgomery and their two leading pass catchers in Yannick and Anthony Smith not playing in this football game for ECU. On the other side for Pitt, it's the freshman quarterback in Mason Heinchel that will get the start, but alongside him, although banged up for a majority of this college football season, Des Reed not expected to play in this football game for the Panthers, nor is Rasheem Biles, one of the best linebackers in the ACC this year. He has opted out of the Military Bowl in Annapolis. That is our first of eight bowl games on this final Saturday of 2025, kicking at 11 a.m. Eastern time while we are live here on VSiN's Tailgate Show. Our next game goes to New York City, a theme for this Saturday. Multiple college football bowl games played inside a baseball stadium. The next, a staple in the Bronx in late December, the Pinstripe Bowl. It's a matchup of Clemson and Penn State. Perhaps not the Pinstripe Bowl we anticipated, or if these teams were going to be playing in the postseason, probably not in a bowl game at all, but rather a college football playoff game, perhaps in the quarterfinals. Why? Clemson was the number four team in the preseason AP top 25. Penn State, better than that, number two in the preseason AP poll. Of course, 2025 for both the Nittany Lions and the Tigers has been a disappointing season. So now with this team in the Big Apple, how is Clemson head man Dabo Swinney feeling about the trip to New York City?
I mean, we have two whole classes that have not had a bowl experience because, you know, last year's freshmen, you know, we got beat in the first round of the playoffs. So, you know, that's just like a road game. So they didn't get the bowl experience. And then obviously this year's group. So it's been really fun to see these guys all just enjoy this trip. It's been an amazing experience. I've been to a lot of bowl games. This is my 30th bowl game, but this is one of the most amazing experiences that I've been a part of. It's Christmas in New York. And when you have so many young people that have never been to New York, we have a lot of staff that have never been to New York, to experience it this way, it's been unique.
I lived in New York City for 8 years. I can vouch for what Dabo Swinney is saying. Christmas time in the Big Apple, there is nothing more magical. It has not been a magical 2025 campaign for Swinney and his Tigers, however. Even with a victory today, Clemson will finish with 8 wins or fewer for the first time since Dabo's second full season as the head coach at Clemson. That was back in 2010. Of course, when you have two teams that have been disappointing in their college football season, you can expect to see a ton of opt-outs. Clemson without 7 starters on either side of the ball, but expected to play today starting QB Cade Klubnik. It is why the Tigers are a 2.5-point favorite. This line was north of 3 for most of the week. Most of the sharp handle on the Clemson Tigers as the favorite and the under of a total that has worked its way down. Of course, for Penn State on the other side, still the interim head coach in Terry Smith with a lot to play for. Penn State hoping to avoid its first losing season overall since 2004, more than 2 decades ago. A lot of absences for the Nittany Lions, but quarterback Ethan Grunkemeyer expected to play. And we will see, at least based on reports, Catron Allen and Denai Dennis Sutton, but many others for Penn State like Nicholas Singleton, Zane Durant, Zakai Wheatley, not expected to give it a go in the Pinstripe Bowl. All of these games are great in the 8 that we have here on this final Saturday of 2025. But perhaps the spectacle in what bowl season has become in college football, living up to your brand in a celebration of all that is special and unique about this wonderful sport, it's the 2025 Pop-Tarts Bowl in Orlando, and it's a top 25 tilt today between Georgia Tech and BYU. Let's hear from the Cougs head man, Kalani Sitake, on how BYU is getting prepared for one of the best bowl games there is.
This game of football, you can have tons of respect for each other and enjoy the festivities of what the FCS has provided for us here with the Pop-Tarts Bowl, and then get to competition. I think everybody, as they get closer to the game, the sense of urgency is starting to pick up. And honestly, it's just we enjoy being around our players and around our team, and these guys enjoy each other's the brotherhood that we have and that we've established. I can see the exact same thing with Georgia Tech. And so everybody wants to win because they want to send their seniors out the right way. And so sometimes that gets things a little bit nervous. But the truth is, winning just makes saying goodbye easier.
Very true, Kalani Sitake. A 3.5-point spread in favor of BYU. This line touched 5 earlier in the week, but now just a 3.5-point number in favor of the Cougs. We will hear from Georgia Tech's head man in Brent Key a little bit later on. The Yellow Jackets are going to start Haynes King, their star quarterback at that spot. The true freshman signal caller for the Cougars on the other side, Bear Bachmeyer, going to play in this game as well. Of course, it is bowl season. It is still the most wonderful time of the year. And if, like me, you love bowl season, this is your week. In Coca-Cola, bowl season radio has 6 straight broadcasts coming your way. It starts Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern time with the Military Bowl, Pitt versus East Carolina. Then it's the Fenway Bowl at 2:15 Eastern, UConn versus Army. The Arizona Bowl at 4:30, Miami, Ohio versus Fresno State. And at 4:45, the New Mexico Bowl, North Texas versus San Diego State. Saturday wraps at 9:15 p.m. Eastern time with the Texas Bowl. That's LSU and Houston inside NRG Stadium. Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern time, as you see there, the Birmingham Bowl between Georgia Southern and App State. Hear every game on SiriusXM. Tune in the Varsity app and affiliates nationwide. We'll preview all of the bowl games you see on your screen as VSiN's Tailgate Show rolls on next.
Show right here on VSiN, the sports betting network, where you get your winners.
Welcome back to VSiN's Tailgate Show here on this final Saturday of 2025. I am Ben Stevens. As we have shared, 8 FBS college football bowl games on this Saturday, but a ton of NFL action to break down for you as well. A triple header on Christmas, a day off around the National Football League yesterday, back in action on this Saturday. 2 games, that's a doubleheader of NFL action for you on this Saturday evening. It begins in Los Angeles, a rematch of last year's wild card round in the postseason between the Chargers and the Texans. We know for sure the Bolts are going back to the playoffs with a victory today on the road in Los Angeles. Houston could be joining the Chargers in the 2025 playoffs as well. That is what is at stake for the Houston Texans. The Chargers still in the running, perhaps, for an AFC West divisional crown. However, the Broncos are the biggest fans of the Texans tonight on the road at SoFi, because the Broncos, although they did not cover in Arrowhead against the Chiefs on Christmas night, winning by 7, 20-13, as a 13.5-point road favorite, did get the victory they need. If LA loses tonight, the Denver Broncos will clinch the AFC West. The Chiefs, of course, had won that division, a stranglehold on it for the last 9 consecutive seasons. That is going to change here some way or another in 2025. As you see there, a very tight game expected tonight in the City of Angels. The Chargers just an ever so slight favorite, 1.5 on that spread, basically a money line pick 'em, and a total that is sub 40. Justin Herbert this season has been bucking some trends and some narratives around his good name. Herbert in his career, just 15-23 against teams above 500, 15-23 entering this season against teams that reached the postseason a year ago, like the Houston Texans. But this season in 2025, Herbert has played a fellow playoff team from last year 4 times, the Chargers 3-1 outright in those games. And we're basically talking about outright numbers as the money line is very, very close. Houston, meanwhile, has won 3 consecutive games in 2025 when booked at least as a slight underdog, as they are tonight inside SoFi Stadium. If Houston wins outright for a 4th straight time tonight when booked as the dog, it's not the longest franchise history ever, but the Texans will win 4 consecutive games in the same season when booked as an underdog for the first time ever. Houston needs a win tonight. If Houston gets it, they earn a spot in the AFC playoff picture. The Chargers already in. They end the year against the Denver Broncos was still the AFC West potentially up for grabs, but LA needs a victory tonight on this Saturday. Our next game of the evening, to Lambeau we go, the frozen tundra in late December. And the story for the Packers hosting the Ravens is the quarterback news. Let's start with Baltimore. Lamar Jackson not practicing this week, listed as doubtful for tonight's game against Green Bay. Lamar Jackson against the NFC has been dominant. In fact, Lamar Jackson against the NFC week 14 or later in his career is perfect 5-0 outright. But we're probably not going to see Lamar tonight against the Pack. More than likely, it will be Snoop Huntley getting the start for the Ravens. Although they are sub 500, Baltimore still has an opportunity to earn a playoff spot courtesy of the AFC North. If the Steelers win this week against Cleveland, that goes out the window. But Baltimore plays first with an opportunity perhaps to still keep its very slim playoff hopes alive. Green Bay, though, booked as a 3.5-point favorite at home. Their starting QB not going to play either. Jordan Love has been ruled out for Saturday night's game in Green Bay, Wisconsin, still in concussion protocol from the injury he suffered last week against the Chicago Bears. That means Malik Willis is set to get the start tonight for Matt LaFleur and company. Still a 3-point spread in favor of the Pack. You see a total of 38.5. First half total, 19.5. First half unders in Lambeau have been incredibly profitable this year. All 7 home games for Green Bay, the first half total has stayed to the under. Baltimore is used to getting off to slow starts as well. The Flock in the 15 games this season, 12 of their first half team totals to the under as well. Maybe we look at that under again. That first half number for the opening 30 minutes tonight at Lambeau is 19.5. So that's what we have today in the National Football League. 2 games at stake and still some playoff seeding to be had. Houston can earn a playoff spot with a win tonight in Los Angeles. The Chargers have already clinched a playoff berth, but keep their slim hopes of winning the AFC West title alive with a victory and setting up a huge regular season finale against the Denver Broncos. Basically a moneyline pick'em and a playoff rematch from the opening round in Houston a year ago. The Packers have earned a playoff spot. Still some hope for Green Bay, despite the disaster last week against the Chicago Bears at Soldier Field and the dramatic comeback for Caleb Williams and Chicago. Green Bay can still win the NFC North. Green Bay earned a playoff berth courtesy of a Vikings upset over the Lions on Christmas Day. Always nice when your divisional rival still can provide some help. And of course, Baltimore, very slim postseason hopes, but still could set up a huge Week 18 showdown against Pittsburgh with a victory tonight. More than likely, no Lamar Jackson. He is listed as doubtful for the Flock. Jordan Love ruled out for Green Bay. Malik Willis set to get the start. So as we get you ready for everything around the National Football League, you got to make sure that at this time of the year, with everything that we have coming on, this week's Sharp Picks brought to you by The Sharp Plays. The Sharp Plays deliver documented results, public logs, and transparent receipts. SharpPlays.com, trusted by pros, watched by the books. Visit SharpPlays.com and stay ahead of the line. So as you see everything, as we go, visit SharpPlays.com. Just a reminder, stay ahead of the line because you got to go there, trusted by the pros, watched by the books. Once again, that is sharpplays.com. And as we get you ready for this NFL slate, we still have a full slate on Sunday, a doubleheader tonight. Chris Massaro, who you will see here in first place on the Friday Football Invitational Plays with a play for the College Football Playoff quarterfinal that we'll discuss a little bit later on, likes the Red Raiders against Oregon, was on with Matt Eumanns last night, breaking down this NFL slate and what we have ahead on Sunday, including a game that pits worst versus worst, the Giants and the Raiders. Here's what Chris Massaro had to say on VSiN.
It's a really interesting game here. Raiders hosting the Giants, battle for the number one pick. How do you handicap this? You're going to play Raiders +1.
Yeah, I'm playing Raiders plus one. I mean, the thing that got me was the three offensive linemen for the Giants that are out. Both tackles, you know, Neal and Thomas, and the center is also out. So you're taking three guys out of the offensive line, a team that doesn't play any defense, they cannot stop the run, and a team, if you remember last year, as the Patriots did as well, screwed up the number one draft pick. So I know that the Raiders are supposedly tanking, and Crosby got taken out, and I knew I put this pick in before I got the official Crosby news, but it makes no sense to play Crosby. He's their best player on defense. No, you don't want to risk any injury, even though he's trying the best, and he would probably have a big game with the offensive line in shambles for the Giants. I just don't think there's any way this Giants organization is going to screw up the number one pick back-to-back years. I wouldn't be surprised if Dak comes out of this game early. And I'm banking on Ashton Jeanty, who had a hell of a good game last week against a really good defense, busting a couple runs. I can see that happen against a weak run defense for the Giants. It's not going to be a high-scoring game. Maybe I should have went for the under. But I just feel a factor of three offensive linemen being out for a really bad team, the really bad defense. I feel like Pete Carroll is going to give it the old college try. He doesn't know about draft picks. I don't even know if he knows where he is anymore. Seems to be kind of lost in space on the sidelines, mm-hmm. chewing his gum, taking his headset off, just talking to kind of no one, not talking to any of the coaches. But I think he's going to try the old college try, give it a Jeanty. He's not worrying about tanking. It's his first rookie season. I like the Raiders plus the one to get the job done.
Listen, you got to have a play even for the games that do not look all that appealing on paper. In fact, the first time in the Super Bowl era, that dates back to 1967 in the National Football League, that pits two teams that have lost nine consecutive games against one another. Again, a lot of this is very, very sharp. And before the line moves, the sharp plays is already there. They don't just follow the market. They help shape it. You're not going to outsmart billion-dollar sports books or full-time sharps on your own, but with the sharp plays, you don't have to. Powered by advanced AI, connected to proven insider sources, and active across the NFL, NBA, MLB, and college hoops, the sharp plays delivers the edge serious bettors rely on: free daily reports, real-time alerts, and market-moving insights straight to your inbox or X feed. Since 2011, they've backed it all up with documented results, public logs, and transparent receipts. SharpPlays.com, trusted by pros, monitored by the books. Stay ahead of the line. Visit SharpPlays.com. You saw Chris Massaro breaking down the Raiders and the Giants. Also likes Texas Tech getting a couple of points in the college football playoff quarterfinal against Oregon. Some CFP quarterfinal plays we will have for you a little bit later on here on VSiN's Tailgate Show. Doubleheader of NFL action on this Saturday. It starts inside SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles between the Chargers and the Texans. We'll have some picks from that game in just a little bit here on the Tailgate Show. And of course, the Frozen Tundra in Green Bay at Lambeau, the Packers and the Ravens. Plenty more to come on VSiN's Tailgate Show up next.
Tailgate Show, right here on VSiN, the sports betting network, where you get your winners.
VSiN's Tailgate Show continues here on this Saturday. I am Ben Stevens. We have college football bowl bonanza. The Pop-Tarts Bowl included the People's National Championship, a doubleheader with playoff stakes very much on the line tonight in the National Football League on this Saturday night. And of course, some hoops as well. A 9-game slate in the NBA with some big news to bring to you in just a matter of moments. And even a few Division I men's college basketball games after the Christmas break. We have not had some college hoops in about 3-4 days. And although there are only 3 D1 games on this Saturday, it starts a 78-day consecutive run with at least one Division I men's college basketball game all the way through Selection Sunday. That is Sunday, March 15th. So get ready to learn about college basketball. And later this week, in fact, in just a few days, we will have some conference action picking up around the country. We've already seen some conference games in the Big Ten and the Big East. The ACC will enter the fall, Big 12, SEC as well. And one of those games today, as we alluded to on the D1 level, Stanford takes on Cal State Northridge at home in Palo Alto. Final non-con game for the Cardinal before they get ready for ACC action. Stanford, a 16.5-point home favorite against the Matadors from Northridge. But we can also use this time during the Christmas break to reset where the market stands, as most teams have either finished most of their non-conference action for the 2025-26 season or have one more non-conference game in the next 48 to 72 hours before conference play begins in a big way later this upcoming week. So we'll take this time to look at the national championship odds in college hoops. Way back at the end of the 2025 NCAA men's tournament, when I heard some good news out of West Lafayette that Braden Smith and Trey Kaufman Wren would be back for the Boilers, as well as Fletcher Lawyer, and they were adding some significant pieces like Oscar Clough, I bet Purdue at a 13-1 price to cut down the nets in early April and win the first ever national championship in the history of Boiler basketball. Of course, it wasn't exactly a shaky start to this year, but Purdue did suffer a 23-point home loss against Iowa State when ranked as the number one team in the country. Boilers have bounced back. The Boilers have found their groove offensively, led by Braden Smith, his most recent game, 14 dimes for the Boilermakers, and they're starting to figure it out. But with where things are around the country, and even in Purdue's own league, that being the Big Ten, things are starting to look at least not nearly as optimistic for Matt Painter and company in terms of those outright prices. For instance, Purdue is still 13-1 to win a national championship, despite tipping off 2025-26 closer to a 10-1 number. The national championship favorites, although still the number two team in the AP Top 25, the undefeated Michigan Wolverines, who have been an absolute wagon so far this season, including a 40-point win against Gonzaga, who is one of the best teams in the country. In fact, Michigan has won seven games this year by at least 28 points. What Dusty May is putting together in Ann Arbor cannot be overlooked. But already, the Maize and Blue, fewer than a 5-1 price to win a national championship. And we have not even hit a new calendar year in 2026. It's plus 475 for Michigan as the national championship favorites. It's also in the Big Ten, where we have started Big Ten play and both teams remain undefeated in conference action at this very moment. Michigan is minus 190 to win the Big Ten regular season crown this year. Purdue now plus 370. I think we have altered things maybe just a tad too much to skew toward Michigan. Not saying Michigan is not deserving of being booked as the favorite both nationally to win a championship and the big dance, but also in the Big Ten. Purdue's a really good basketball team, and now you are getting bigger plus money prices for the Boilers despite having just one lone loss this season. I think there is some value on Purdue, both at 13-1 to win a crown, and at a plus 370 number to win the Big Ten Conference. I would tell you there is value on Vanderbilt to win the SEC after a historic year for the league, sending 13 schools to the NCAA tournament last season, and without a doubt being the deepest and most talented and best conference in college hoops. The SEC looks a little bit different here in 2025-26. And the Commodores, led by Mark Byington in year number two in Nashville, one of the six remaining undefeated teams at the D1 level in men's college hoops. And normally, I would say, again, we haven't even started conference play within the Southeastern Conference. Put some money down on Vandy. But the Doors have already moved to the favorites in the SEC with a short price around plus 210. So maybe it's not an SEC regular season championship for Mark Byington and his team, led by one of the best guards in the country, the Oklahoma transfer in Duke Miles. But maybe it's that national championship number where Vandy still remains at a 30-1 price. I think this Vanderbilt team, the pace they play at, the efficiency on the offensive side of the floor, is certainly talented enough to make a run to the second weekend of the NCAA tournament, if not that third weekend, and perhaps a Final Four appearance. So although you might have missed the number on Vandy in the SEC, a 30-1 price to win a national championship, not a bad look. If you're looking for a price around the SEC, Georgia at a 21-1 number with only one loss this year under Mike White, that came in overtime to a very good Clemson team. Maybe keep an eye on UGA as SEC play is about to start at the end of this week and in to next weekend. Those some college basketball thoughts before we fully get going following the Christmas break. Again, three D1 or three games featuring at least one Division I school today, including Stanford at home against Cal State Northridge. It's a 16.5-point spread in favor of the Cardinal. We've got nine games around the association on this Saturday. What a Christmas Day slate that we had. So we also have the hottest team in the NBA right now, the San Antonio Spurs, winners of eight in a row, including that dismantling of OKC on the road against the Thunder on Christmas Day, led by Victor Wembanyama. We also have the hottest team in the Eastern Conference in action at home today in the Windy City inside the United Center. It's the Chicago Bulls hosting the Milwaukee Bucks. Earlier this morning, that number was 5.5 in favor of the Bulls. Chicago riding the longest active win streak in the Eastern Conference. Five wins in a row for the Bulls. But that number no longer 5.5 with some big news coming down just a few minutes ago. Now a 3.5-point spread in favor of the Bulls because Milwaukee is expecting the return of Giannis Antetokounmpo, who of course has missed nearly the entirety of this month of December due to a calf strain that he suffered on December 3rd against the Detroit Pistons. So the market on the move reflecting the expected return of Giannis for this matchup today inside the United Center. Keep an eye on that total if Giannis does play. 235 in a hook is where it stands now. Again, earlier in the day, a 5.5-point spread in favor of the Bulls. But when Giannis is back in the fold, averaging a double-double this season, going to change things ever so slightly. The Bulls, five consecutive wins. The New York Knicks also in action, sitting in that second-place spot in the Eastern Conference standings. A little bit of a shocker last night. We mentioned the Spurs in action today against the Utah Jazz, 16.5-point spread. Utah last night knocking off the Detroit Pistons, the Jazz, with a 30-point performance from Lauri Markkanen. A big victory there for Utah. New York in action today on the road in Atlanta. The Knicks around a 6.5-point favorite. Very high total in the A at 241 and a hook. Nikola Jokic and his Denver Nuggets, 3.5-point favorite in Orlando. The 56-16-15 game that will be remembered forever on Christmas Day. In fact, the first ever 55-point, 15-rebound, 15-assist performance in the history of the NBA for Nikola Jokic on Christmas Day. 4-point spread at the moment in favor of Denver, even some 3.5s out there on DraftKings as well. As they head to Orlando to take on the Magic, you see a total at 235. 234 and a hook. We've got some early NBA action. 5 p.m. Eastern time, the Sacramento Kings taking on the Dallas Mavericks. 2 p.m. local in California's capital. So some matinee Saturday basketball in Sactown. The Pelicans at home hosting the Phoenix Suns. 6.5-point spread in favor of the Suns in the Big Easy. The Minnesota Timberwolves, double-digit favorite at home in the Twin Cities against the Brooklyn Nets. Not been a great year for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're a 3.5-point road underdog on the road in H-Town against the Rockets. We mentioned Wemby and the Spurs, a big favorite. The market moving with the expected return for Milwaukee of Giannis Antetokounmpo in the team that sits in the cellar of the Eastern Conference. That would be the Indiana Pacers, a road underdog tonight in South Florida against the Miami Heat. 9-game slate in the NBA. Just a few games in college basketball, but the Christmas break, in college hoops now officially in the books. We start our 78-day run through Selection Sunday with at least one college basketball game the entirety of the way. That's nearly 80 days straight of college basketball. We've got 8 games in bowl season in college football, and plenty to get to here in the second-to-last regular season weekend in the National Football League. Week 17 already underway with 3 games on Christmas. We've got 2 tonight as well. We'll break it all down on VSiN's Tailgate Show on the other side of the break.
Right here on VSiN, the sports betting network, where you get your winners.
VSiN's Tailgate Show continues here on this Saturday. We are happy to have you here. It is a jam-packed Saturday, even as Christmas is through. But sports continue to deliver, and we're hoping to give you some presents as well and help you make back some of that holiday budget. As we are very pleased here on VSiN's Tailgate Show to welcome on Ed Simia joining us on behalf of Covers.com to look at the NFL weekend slate here in Week 17. We go to the Progressive guest line, and Ed, we appreciate your time. Thanks for being here on this Saturday morning.
Hey, glad to be here, Ben.
Well, let's get into some of the action that we have, Ed, and that includes two games on this Saturday evening. The first in Los Angeles, basically a moneyline pick'em between the Chargers and the Texans. Here are the playoff stakes for both. Houston gets a win. They earn a playoff berth. The Chargers already in to the postseason, but trying to keep their hopes alive for an AFC West divisional crown, setting the stakes for a huge regular season finale next weekend against the Denver Broncos. So, Ed, we basically got to pick them tonight inside SoFi. How do you see the game between the Texans and the Bolts?
Yeah, I mean, this has got to be one of the best matchups of the weekend. Great Saturday game for us. You got Houston's won 7 in a row, got LA's 7 of 8. My biggest concern here, and I really do like the way the Chargers are playing, but you got to remember what Herbert did in the playoffs last year against the Texans. He's even said it haunts him a little bit what happened. And, you know, we're not going to see him throw 4 interceptions again. He's not going to get picked off 4 times, I hope. But you're still talking about a Houston defense that's top of the league in yards allowed per pass, points allowed, opposing QB rating. I really like Houston on the money line here, especially if you can get a little bit of a plus money on that. A lot of places are going off, you know, plus 105, minus 102 here we see. I like Houston, especially just because of what we've seen in this interaction between these two teams in the recent past.
Yeah, Justin Herbert, the entirety of the regular season in 2024, 3 interceptions in that playoff clunker in Houston last year, 4 INTs in that single game. Houston, the best scoring defense in the National Football League, as Ed alluded to, 16.6 points per game allowed on average, 2 points better than any other of the 31 NFL teams entering Week 17. So, 2 games on this Saturday, still a pretty full slate despite 3 on Christmas on Sunday, and a huge matchup with divisional stakes on the line in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Panthers add a full touchdown underdog at home against the Seattle Seahawks. Both of these teams needing victories to clinch a divisional crown and then some help. And Ed, one of the stories of this 2025 NFL season, Carolina as an underdog. 8 outright wins when booked as the dog. Can the Panthers recreate some of that magic tomorrow against Seattle?
Incredible, right? Like it's just been a weird season for Carolina. Great to see this team develop a little bit. Don't know if they can win this one outright, but getting a whole touchdown here. You're talking about a very solid NFL team getting a touchdown. Sometimes you can even get the hook if you look around. Seeing Bryce Young just develop as a quarterback, he's been so solid in big situations, especially the last few weeks, holding on to the ball. We're not seeing the turnovers. But is it even possible for a team as good as Seattle to be under the radar, by the way? Because it feels like you talk to the public, they still don't realize just how good this team is. I'm seeing finally in the futures markets, they're, you know, usually the second choice to win the Super Bowl now. But I don't think people know how good this team is. Still, you're getting more than a touchdown with a team that I think has everything they need to keep it close. I think Seattle gets this game if you want to play the money line that way. But on the spread, I like Carolina here.
Yeah, the Panthers have won 8 outright this year when booked as a dog. A 9th outright victory for Dave Canales and Carolina. Booked as a dog would be an NFL record in the Super Bowl era that dates back to 1967. Seattle, some additional rest, of course, after the thriller in OT against the Rams just in Week 16. Very big spread for our next game to talk about, Ed, as we look and what will happen tomorrow at MetLife Stadium. The New York Jets getting 2 touchdowns at home. A 13.5 point dog against the New England Patriots. The Pats, of course, so much to play for, still in the running for that number 1 overall seed in the AFC. It is a 13.5 point spread, Ed, in a divisional game in Week 17. Is it too many points to lay with New England?
So this is the game I had to cover for covers this weekend. And, you know, it's hard to give 2 touchdowns in the NFL. We were just talking about giving a touchdown, let alone 2. But if there was ever a game where I felt comfortable to do, it's right here. I don't know what to say. The Jets, they've lost three games in a row by 23 points or more. They're giving up 37 a game in that span. And they haven't had to play against Drake May and this Pats offense yet. I mean, this could be a very ugly game. There was a time, I'm a Jets fan, earlier this season where they were never good, but you felt, you know, you weren't one of the worst teams in the league. But since the trade deadline, the defense is decimated. They barely look like they're out there trying. And it's not like the Patriots don't give up points, but Brady Cook's not going to be able to lead the Jets to very much offense. We've already seen that. And they're starting him again today, or tomorrow, I should say. Can't blame them for that, but that's not a recipe for success. Yeah, even with all these points, I'm taking the Pats in this one.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you, Ed, and it's still a 13.5 point number. You will not see me taking points with gangrene at any point of this season, especially now in week 17. The Buffalo Bills will have a very keen eye on that action tomorrow in East Rutherford, New Jersey, between the Jets and the Patriots. Buffalo still in contention for the AFC East, and it's one of the better games of our Sunday slate, Ed, in Orchard Park. The Bills and the Eagles. We talked about the 1.5 spread for tonight's action in LA between the Chargers and the Texans. Basically the same story between Buffalo and Philadelphia. Josh Allen expected to give it a go despite being a little bit banged up. Ed, we're talking a money line pick 'em here between the Birds and the Bills. Who gets the victory tomorrow in Western New York?
Yeah, at home, I have to go with the Bills, especially if we're expecting Allen to play, and I think we should. The Bills will have something to play for, of course. If the Patriots have already won, which they probably will have, there will no longer be the divisional issue, but there's still seeding involved, whereas the Eagles really have nothing to play for. They're pretty much locked into the number three seed out there in the NFC. You have a line that's 1 point. That would suggest you'd have the Eagles as a favorite on a neutral field, and I just don't see that right now. One reason for that might be, it could be the matchup. The Bills aren't stopping anyone on the ground. Saquon's obviously been running the ball better, but I think the Bills have been a little more consistent, especially down the stretch. And at home, especially when you know the Eagles without anything to play for, that could affect the game in a lot of little ways if people get banged up or whatever. I think the Bills are the pick here, either on the money line or given the point if you want to.
Two Super Bowl contenders for sure. Buffalo, the fifth best price right now on DraftKings at +950. Philadelphia back by only a $0.5 at a 10-1 number. The Rams, Ed, as you alluded to earlier, +425, still your Super Bowl favorites, over a dollar in front of the Seattle Seahawks at +550. As we come to the conclusion of a regular season, is there a team that you would put some money down on to hoist that Lombardi trophy at the end of the 2025 season?
Man, I mean, parity is the buzzword of the NFL the last few years, and I think this season is more than anything we've seen in a while. There is no clear favorite. As you said, there's no one under +400 at any of these books. So who do we like here? With the odds you've talked about, I might be tempted to finally give the Bills some respect here at a relatively big number and go take them on a futures bet. You know, we've seen Josh Allen come up short a few times, but if he can get healthy for the playoffs, I think it's a team that can go on a run. Honestly, I think there's a few teams that, at the numbers you're getting, if you like a team, this is the year to bet a futures heading into the playoffs, I think.
Yeah, Broncos third best number at +850, right behind Denver, the New England Patriots at 9-1. Still a lot of playoff seeding at stake here in week 17. Ed Simia joining us from covers.com to get you ready for the second to last full weekend of the National Football League season. Ed, thank you so much and have a great Saturday.
Hey, been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for being here, Ed, joining us on the Progressive Guest Line. So let's take a look at those Super Bowl odds just so you see them, stack up the numbers with the teams and make sure that if you're going to get in, keep a look at what the playoff implications are of week 17. The Rams, the favorites at +425. LA on the road in Atlanta on Monday night to end out week 17. LA a hefty favorite, but of course a critical loss last week in OT against Seattle. The Seahawks still behind Los Angeles, despite controlling their own fate within the NFC West at +550. Broncos, Pats, and Bills round out the top five. That does it for the opening hour on VSiN's Tailgate Show. We're not going anywhere. Two more hours to go. Our second hour coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll take an early look at college football playoff quarterfinals that comes your way in just a few days. Up next.